we are liable to confuse that system of symbols with the world itself, just as we confuse, say, money with wealth. A lot of people are in business to make money instead of wealth. When they make the money, they don't know what to do with it. And I wonder if we feel cut off from everything, alienated, frightened of life and death. So what has to happen is we have to come back to a view of our own life, which is the way we really are, an organism functioning in terms of the whole environment, with the whole environment, instead of this funny little separate personality. But how are we going to do that? You can't transform yourself. You can't make yourself sane. You can't make yourself loving. You can't make yourself unselfish. And yet it's absolutely necessary that we be that way. If we are going to hand over the direction of nature to nature, it's absolutely necessary. I'm not going to say what we should do, but simply that before we think of doing anything in this critical situation, we realize the completely illusory nature of the beings that we think we are, and get back again to the beings that we really are, which includes all this outside world, no longer left outside.
Alrighty.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Alright, you are listening to the Golden Trifecta.
The Golden Triumvirate.
We have finally...
The Golden Triangle? Is that... No, Golden Compass. That's the movie.
The Golden Ratio.
There is a Golden Triangle.
Oh, who's that? Who's that?
It's between...
Who did I just...
Oh, shoot. I'm gonna forget this.
I hear a new voice.
A new voice? I've been gone for 2 weeks, okay? Chill out.
The Trifecta hasn't been reunited in a month. That's two Fortnites, everyone. Not the game.
No, it's been just 2 weeks.
But also the game.
Guys, what's everyone's favorite Fortnite dance?
Chris, don't you dare. Actually, I have an answer.
Oh, okay.
I do not play Fortnite almost entirely at all, but...
I've seen you play it in the past month.
No, not in the past month. No way.
Yeah, we literally did.
All right, anyway, my answer to that question is I like Orange Theory. No. That Orange Justice? I said Orange Theory.
Orange Theory is the workout.
Yeah, I don't mean that one. I mean the other
core
thing.
Core Power. That's the one.
Yeah, so my favorite Fortnite dance is Core Power.
CrossFit?
Because one of my friends was doing that dance, and she, like, dislocated her knee while doing it, and all of her friends just watched her, and then they made a video of her, like, going to the hospital and, like, getting loaded in the ambulance.
She actually tore her ACL.
Yeah, no, I don't think she tore her ACL. We're talking about different people.
Oh, hello.
Who are you talking about?
That story really, like, led it.
No. And they made a video where, like, she's a hero, and, like, they, like, dramatize the fact that she was doing something extremely stupid, and, like, they made it, like, 127 hours. Anyway, it's very funny. But you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. What's the name of the show, Daniela?
Do you remember? Miami Blizzardquake.
All right, you remember.
I like calling it Miami Blizzquake. It just rolls, you know?
You just want to cut me out of this. I'm the Blizzard. I deserve representation.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone gets one syllable.
How many syllables?
Is it
my blizz quake.
My blizz quake.
All right, tune in next week when we officially rename it.
Well, I always, you know, I really want to do a photo shoot for our show to promote it on, like, Facebook or something.
We could do that.
I made a logo. I made a logo, and Daniela hated it.
No,
I didn't see the logo. You never showed it.
You have seen it. You didn't like it either.
Oh, yeah, I actually
didn't. The quake was really weak.
The logo I came up with was really good.
I didn't see that.
I don't remember it.
You want to describe it? I might make it.
Ooh. Okay.
I might make it. Who knows?
All right. So we're going to play another song, and it's going to transition us into our next conversation. So.
Oh, cool.
It's going to be fun.
Sick. Oh, bubbles. What is going on?
What's going on?
Really
swanky.
Are we excited?
A little too wet for me. That's okay.
I hate it when songs are too wet.
This one is
wet. It's a very moist song.
I was working in the lab late one light when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good! Is he gone? You impetuous young boy! Mash good!
Monster mash good! Monster mash
good! Alrighty.
Right.
Can anyone hear themselves? Because I cannot.
Okay.
I hear myself just beautifully.
Oh, okay.
I as well.
I simply cannot. I
as well.
Okay.
That doesn't sound grammatically correct.
I as well?
Is that a thing? Me as well? Me as... No?
Oh, I figured it out. I can hear myself. Way to go.
I don't know.
All right. So...
Someone who knows
if you
grammar,
couldn't,
call in.
If you could... Yeah, call in if you know anything about grammar. Yeah, so... What I was wondering about, everyone, is... It is that month.
Spooky month?
It's spooky month.
Spooky
it's spooky, spooky month.
It's the scary one. That really got Danielle. Yeah, so it's the spooky month, and we all know what that means.
The spookies are out. Oh my god, have you guys seen Los Spookies?
Los
Spookies? The TV show?
I don't know what that is, but I want to see
it
really
badly.
Oh my
gosh, it's so funny.
Los Spookies.
Yeah, exactly.
What you saying, man?
It's literally this group of like young adults who put on like these spookies, which is just like these like theatrical things in order for people who need them. So let's see, like...
What?
Yeah, you'd like this, I feel
It sounds right up my alley, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
So basically, it's like, an example, they get contracted by the priest to create an exorcism, like a fake exorcism, so he's, like, more involved, like, people, like, think he's, like, I guess, more legit compared to the new young priest that just walked in.
It sounds like Nathan for you.
It sounds a lot like Nathan for you.
And basically, yeah, that's what happens. So they put on these productions and stuff. And Fred Armisen like helped start
this.
Are
these plays?
No, they're just like little like frights, I guess.
Are they scary?
No, that's the whole point. Is that people believe them,
okay,
but they're all kind of like.
Walk me through one episode in chronological order.
Yeah, so basically,
that's spoiled.
Second episode.
I'm just confused about the premise.
Yeah, second episode. There's like a group of four friends, right? And some priest comes in and says, hey, I saw you guys put on this like haunted horror thing I want you to pretend and fake an exorcism so I could heal this exorcism and then become like the big priest guy
so
that people
it's
respect.
Like Scooby-Doo, but from the bad people's perspective.
Good. This happened last
Chris,
time.
You need to stop touching the mic.
I'm not in the bad perspective. They want, they pay them to do like these like tricks and stuff.
I don't understand at all.
Just watch it. Just watch it. It's on HBO. It's worth it.
I won't.
I love it's called Los Espookies.
Is it's because it's in Spanish. It's majority in Spanish.
Oh, that's sick.
Fred Armisen.
Oh my God, I love
He's
Fred
Argentinian,
Armisen.
He's Argentinian, right?
He's half Venezuelan, I think.
I think it's that one.
That one?
No, like I think like it's because.
Oh, Danielle, do I have a rant
oh
for you?
Oh my God, that was not.
I know, I'm just giving you a hard time. But anyways, it's spoopy month.
So yeah, do you guys have Halloween costumes? Because I simply
I
am dropping
the
ball on it.
So I don't know if my friend who's right now studying abroad in Scotland is listening, but I'm really mad at him, Noah, because he borrowed my Guy Fieri wig in August, and I wanted to go as Guy Fieri. Then he just leaves to Scotland, doesn't bring me my wig, and he was like, I'll get back to you. I've asked him like 3 times, just nothing. So I'm going to have to...
It's probably in a house somewhere. Like
I know.
In the basement somewhere.
I'm gonna have to hunt it down because I want to go as Guy Fieri. Do I even want to go as Guy Fieri?
It's kind of beat. It's been done.
I have a good one.
I don't...
Oh, Danielle wants to share her costume.
I want to hear Danielle. This is definitely better than mine.
I want to be Doodle Bob.
Me horny night. Me horny night. Would you go with like a SpongeBob or would you just be Doodle Bob?
I'd either go with a pencil or just by myself.
Danielle's gonna walk. Danielle's simple. Wait, this could be a 3-person costume.
Okay.
One person's the pencil, one person's Doodle Bob, and one person's SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and I could go as Doodle Bob and SpongeBob, and Danielle could go as the pencil, and then
we could run around
carrying Danielle and just like me hi no and just like pretend to draw things.
It's official. Danielle, your costume has been taken.
No.
No, we shouldn't copy. We got to be original.
I was trying to find costume ideas while I was trying to sleep, and it didn't really work.
Yeah, that's an oxymoron. Yeah, that's an oxymoron, as they say in England.
As they say, what do they say in England?
Instead of oxymoron, they say oxymoron.
That's gross.
It's like
they say aluminium.
And aluminium, yeah.
And garage.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Chris is doing this.
Love Island.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Things are going south. We're going to put on a song.
Chris is doing the British accent, and it's not for a PSA. Adios.
I don't know about that accent you're doing there, Chris.
We'll be back in a minute.
That we will.
Or several.
White man ain't trying to pay me proper. I'm trying to get a ring for my baby mama. In the world for my daughter, my son, him go to flowers. People never want to say they don't care. Fake rage for the checks getting clear. I ain't trying to live my life to compare. Just pay me for the love that I share. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Can't wait by my mama's bed. Lay her down, she can quit today. Hit the max on my car today. Pay it back as soon as I can. I'm not afraid to die.
estás bien, te alejas de mí. Te sientes sola y siempre estoy ahí. Es una guerra de toma y dame, pues dame de eso que tienes.
Oye, baby, no seas mala, no me dejes con las ganas. Se escucha en la calle y que ya no me quieres. Ven y dímelo en la cara.
Pregúntale a quien tú quieras. Mira, te juro que eso no es así. Yo nunca tuve una mala intención. Yo nunca quise burlarme de ti. Conmigo ves, nunca se sabe. Un día digo que no hay otro que sí.
Yo soy masoquista.
Con mi cuerpo un egoísta.
Tú eres puro, puro chantaje. Puro, puro chantaje. Siempre es a tu manera.
Yo te quiero aunque no quieras.
Puro, puro chantaje. Puro, puro chantaje. Vas libre como el aire.
No soy de ti ni de nadie.
Como tú me tientas cuando tú te mueves. Es un movimiento sexy, siempre me entretiene. Sabes manipularme bien con tu cadera. No sé por qué me tienes en lista de espera.
Te dicen por ahí que voy haciendo y deshaciendo. Que salgo cada noche que te tengo ahí sufriendo. Que en esta relación soy yo la que manda. No pares bola toda esa mala propaganda. Papá, ¿qué te digo? Ya te comen el oído. No vaya a interesar lo que no se ha torcido.
Y como un loco sigo tras de ti, muriendo por ti. Dime qué pa' mi bebé.
¿Qué? Pregúntale a quien tú quieras. Mira, te juro que eso no es así. Yo nunca tuve una mala intención. Yo nunca quise burlarme de ti. Conmigo ves, nunca se sabe. Un día digo que no, yo creo que sí.
Yo soy un masoquista.
Con mi cuerpo un egoísta.
Puro, puro chantaje. Puro, puro chantaje. Siempre es a tu manera.
Yo te quiero aunque no quieras.
Puro, puro chantaje. Puro, puro chantaje. Vas libre como el aire.
No soy de ti ni de nadie. 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 Con mi cuerpo un egoísta.
Puro, puro chantaje. Puro, puro chantaje. Siempre es a tu manera.
Yo te quiero aunque no quieras.
Puro, puro chantaje. Puro, puro chantaje. Vas libre como el aire.
No soy de ti ni de nadie. 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 Nadie.
Alright, baby. Shakira. Maluma.
Pretty boy.
You're my baby Lupa. Yeah. Colombia. You feel me?
Pretty boy. leaving you alone. You could write this love in stone. I'm not leaving you alone.
Alrighty.
Welcome back. The songs you have heard are Japanese Ceremonial Tea, Interlude by The Electric Sons, Monster Mash, you know who that's by, Glorious by Sweden Archives,
I don't know who
The Perfect Crime, The Decemberists, Window by Magic Giant. So these are the songs you have heard, and there's more songs for you later.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That's how this radio show works.
That's how this radio show does work. Very nice.
Very nice. So what's going on? Ben, what do you have planned this weekend?
What do I have planned this weekend? My parents are in town. If you have any recommendations, call in. That is 855-915-9636. Boston area activities preferred, but you can let me know about something in Providence, Rhode Island.
Niche.
Well, I mean, it's the closest, like, bigger city, I guess.
Yeah.
No, I'm
you can get through that state in, like, 6 minutes walking.
I went to Newport one time for parents' weekend, and that was fun.
Ooh.
Rhode Island.
What'd you do?
We walked around, you know, drove around on the beach and stuff, and then we ate a lobster roll, I think.
I've not had a lobster roll yet.
Lobster rolls are really good.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
They're pretty
good
sick.
Good ones are good.
Dude,
you gotta get
some fried clams when you're in Rhode Island.
That too.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. I literally landed in Rhode Island when I went to Tour Brown like 4 years ago.
Nice
and the
flex.
First thing I did, I was like, I searched up best restaurants in Rhode Island because there's no point searching. If I searched it up in Providence, it was like the same results because it's just like the state is the city. And then and then there was like this clam place that was on the other side of the state. And I was like, oh my God. And then I looked at it closer and it was a 20-minute drive. I'm not even joking.
It's such a small location.
And so we
it
got
could
some-
fit in our backyard.
We got clam chowder, fish and chips, and like fried clam strips. I don't remember the name of the place, but if you search up best restaurants in Rhode Island, I'm pretty sure it's number one. So might want to give that a gander. No.
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 All right, fine. I'll do it.
It's also going to rain on Saturday.
I know. Ugh. I want to go to Salem.
Yeah, I get spooky vibes there. Like too spooky.
What do you mean?
I don't know. There's just a lot of not like sad things that happened over there.
Yeah, but like many years ago.
Like 400 years ago.
Yeah,
that's still
no time for the ghosts to get like washed out.
Some lost soul sometimes just gets stuck there.
There's some really creepy New England towns. I've actually searched this up because I want to know what the creepiest ones are. I found one that's like near Gloucester that was like a town that was abandoned during the Revolutionary War, and it's like haunted, and there's like secret crypts in it, and it's like abandoned, and there's like stray dogs that live there.
What are you talking about?
It's in the middle of the woods.
This
it sounds really creepy.
Fake.
I swear it's real.
Search it. I'm really curious.
I will search it up. Yeah.
No, not you don't have to do it right now.
I have to. You've insisted.
I didn't mean that was a challenge. I'm sorry.
Ooh, you challenged me, man. Yeah.
He's obligated.
What's it called again?
Spooky New
England Towns.
Stop yawning on air.
Sorry. Yawning is contagious, in case anyone was wondering. I mean, I have no scientific backing for that. I just know from, like, experience.
Should I play a song while we look this up?
No. I almost got it.
You almost got it. You know,
What?
Uh-huh. What's this?
Why don't we just do the thing that we normally do at half of the hour, the middle of the hour?
What's that?
And that's the thing that's underneath your arm.
Oh, reading an ad.
Chris is Googling stuff, though. Chris is Googling. He's juicing.
Don't you guys have stuff? Daniela, what are you going to do this weekend?
I'm going to hang out with my mom and try to decompress after this really hard week.
Cool.
What are me, my parents, you, and your parents all going to do together?
Say hi to my mom. She's on air.
Hello.
Or she's listening. Hi there.
Hello.
Told me to stop yawning.
Yeah, Chris, stop.
Don't do it because you're going to make me yawn.
That was the fakest yawn I've ever heard.
Oh, wow. The average listener must be very confused.
We went from 12 to 11 despite your mom tuning in, so... Good.
Ouch.
All right, Chris, will you read us
pizza? I can't find it. I promise this thing is real.
Yeah, it didn't sound real when you said it, and you're not finding it.
We can do it later.
I
found it.
But yeah, okay. Anyway, so today I think I'm going to use my British accent. Yeah.
I hate this. This is the worst one.
It's about... Autumn outdoor exercise PSA. Autumn, a.k.a. fall... bring some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now's the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
use your feet to go places and say your car. Enjoy the...
enjoy that sentence again.
use your feet to go places and say your car. Enjoy the fall colors. Breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
That
literally
became Australian towards the middle end.
Get some chicken and the babby. Yeah, I'm petrified of the old.
No part of that accent sounded like words. None of it.
None?
It's like the Love Island accent. Yeah. On Love Island,
the only good part about it is when you say yeah.
All I'm gonna say is don't.
Excuse me.
Don't become a voice actor.
I think my voice acting's excellent.
Maybe not the British accent.
No, it was the best one.
I thought it was really good.
Your landlord one is good.
Yeah, you're the one.
Yeah, that one's good.
And the Irish accent is pretty good. I like my potatoes.
You know,
Daniela's a harsh critic.
The way that you do the accent, it sounds like you know actually a single thing about people.
Yeah, I know. Just the potato famine.
Maybe even one more thing.
Hundreds of years ago.
Top of the morning to you. No, now I'm self-conscious because Daniela doesn't like my voice.
Daniela's harsh. Daniela's the harshest critic.
All right, here's my Daniela voice. Hey, guys. I'm doing homework while I'm on the show because I'm really tired.
I have three midterms.
I'm a busy person. I have a lot of things I have to do. And
why are you making her sound like she's like a librarian or like a Supreme Court justice? Yo, Danielle,
that's
would be
very
really
specific.
Yeah. Those are different occupations. So different.
Potato, potato. All right, how about some songs?
Yeah, let's put some songs on those airwaves.
Oh, man. I'm really tired.
You gotta stop
yawning. Sorry, guys. It's been a long day. What can I say?
You keep yawning and I keep yawning because it's contagious.
It is contagious. Ben's a sociopath because he doesn't yawn when other people yawn.
Something I ain't heard before. Like this.
just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing. Out a few, left some flowers in the room. I'll make sure I leave the door unlocked. Now I'm on the way, swear I won't be late. I'll be there by 5 o'clock. Oh, you've been dreaming about it, and I'm what you want. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Before we get lost, let me out thoughts. Can't get what we want without us. I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing.
And we're back. Chris, we heard some news.
What's the news?
No, you reported the news. This is news you know.
I actually...
Well, I feel left out.
I actually...
You said it out loud.
What are we talking about?
Oh my God.
I'm so confused.
Chris.
What's the news about?
Okay, well, anyway, it turns out that this really obscure Facebook connection exists, and I think that it's funny, and people should know about it.
So my grandma, who doesn't speak a word of English. Like, when I say she doesn't speak a word of English, she doesn't speak a word of English. And she met my friend Andrew when he visited for spring break. And now they're Facebook friends. And
oh, that's...
It's just the most mismatched... Like, Andrew, for the record,
doesn't... I would
watch
a buddy cop movie, though.
I would fund that movie with my own, like, personal dollars. Like, I would, like, I would start a Kickstarter, GoFundMe, like, anything.
I would
anything.
Love to, I would love this. I would watch this every day.
So, Andrew doesn't speak a word of Spanish. He's like a quote-unquote townie from, like, Quincy. He's, like...
Yeah.
Like, he wears Vineyard Vines. He's really into boats. He's very, like, mellow, but at the same time intense. He's, like, mellow intense.
Melens.
Melens? All right, yeah, he's Melens. He's Melens Andrew.
That's just not a word.
Or we could call him Andrew for short. anyways, him and my abuela are just like Facebook friends, and like I think they interacted. Honestly, at least Andrew was kind of like the sympathetic, like, oh, he doesn't speak any Spanish, he's cute, he's like, oh. But Ben actually knew some Spanish, but when he tried to speak it, like,
it
no
was
one
insulting.
Understood him. it was like, no, like, that didn't understand him at all.
It's because I can't do an accent.
Yeah,
that's why.
But you tried your best. But it wasn't enough. Anyways, so yeah, it's a very random connection. Yeah. Also, this weekend, I am going to a country called Paris, France. And so call in if you have any suggestions of what things to do there.
Are you just going over the weekend?
Yeah. I got...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Going on miles, going from Thursday to Tuesday. It's going to be fun. So if you guys have any suggestions, call in at 855-915-9636.
Do you want to hear a song?
Yeah, we can hear a song. We can hear a song. What?
Do you have a name of a song?
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
Oh, Word?
Oh, Word. What about we play... Loans by Bluebird. Bluebird spelled B-L-U-B-I-R-D. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and by the way, thank you to my sister for finding that discovery of that silly little connection of, yeah, stuff.
What's it called?
Loans. L-O-N-L-O-A-N-S. As in, like, student loans and all that lovely stuff.
Yo, y'all gotta choose songs that are easier to find.
It's literally one word. It's
L-O-A-N-S, Bluebird.
Yes. Bluebirds without the E.
Oh. I did not catch that, even though you emphasized that.
I quite literally emphasized.
Oh, it's all
that.
One word. You didn't... Okay.
Wait, loans, Bluebirds, all one word.
All right. Just for the record, so everyone knows I know how to type, Chris did not communicate that bluebird is a single word. Because it's usually two words.
Can we
words.
Play that back?
I don't want to. I don't want to.
Well, you're wrong.
한입 삼키면 둘이 만들었던 세계도 더 작아질 텐데 그리움만 꽉 차겠지 지루한 하루들을 보낸 후 보름 따 하늘에 뜰 때쯤에 yeah. 우린 하나라고 떠들고 다닐 때만 해도 너는 너고 나는 나라는 게 이렇게도 명확히 질지 몰랐어 서로 생각할 시간 시간 초과 대기부터 지나면 서로 돌아보라 것도 못해 난 지금 돈키호테처럼 정처 없이 네 사랑을 꿈꾸네 난 내 눈만 봐도
We are back.
We are back.
This is Miami Blizzquake.
Miami Blizzquake. And doesn't it roll off
my Blizzquake?
My Blizzquake.
My Blizzquake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a week, guys. It's always been a week. I feel bad that we come on the show every single week and we say, it's been a week. And
it's been 7 days, you know? That never changes.
It's been a quarter month.
Been 7/31 of a month.
What?
7/31
days. It's been 1 week since that. Nope. Yes, no. You know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, Haunted Places, Dogtown.
Did you actually find this?
Yeah, it is. I've heard of this before, actually.
It's called Dogtown.
All right, and tell me a little
so
about it.
So it was like founded in 1693. During the Revolutionary War, a bunch of people like lived there, but then the men went off to fight in the Revolutionary War. A lot of them died, and by like the 1840s, it was mostly like widows of Revolutionary War veterans, and then like their pets, and then eventually everyone just kind of like died, and there was like some of the women, old women there, were accused of witchcraft also, and then the place has been abandoned for years, and there's like, it's in the middle of the woods, and there's like feral dogs that live out there, and it's just empty, and it's like,
it kind of sounds like Chernobyl.
It's without
the nuclear.
But
you know what I mean, like how after Chernobyl everyone left, and then like the animals are the only thing that thrived. It's like that.
Yeah. Dogtown is an abandoned inland settlement on Cape Ann in Massachusetts. Between
Gloucester and Rockport.
We should go.
Yeah, I would love to. So the name of the settlement came from dogs that women kept while their husbands were fighting in the American Revolution. Let's see. Decline. So most people moved to Gloucester.
There was a cellar.
One that pirates were dealt with.
What?
Yeah.
But it's land.
Yeah.
I don't understand pirates.
There's this guy who like made a ton of rocks that saved things.
Some of the last occupants were suspected of practicing witchcraft.
Wait.
One of them was called Queen of the Witches.
Have you guys heard of that thing? This is different, but it's similar. There's an establishment of like people from like early on before like America was like a thing, and they like existed and like had a settlement, and then like some people left, and then when they came back everyone was gone. And there's just like a sign.
Oh, Roanoke.
Yeah, is that?
And then the sign on. Well, yeah, so Roanoke was.
That one creeps me out. That one creeps me out so much.
The thing is, it's just that there was not anything. They don't know what exactly happened to them.
That's why it's
creepy. I think what happened is they assimilated with the Native American tribes that lived near there. So, like, Walter Raleigh brought, like, all these people to, like, live there. It was the first British settlement, and it was, like, on a off the coast of North Carolina, which is ironic because the first baby born there was named Virginia, and then they ended up naming the state of Virginia after her, but she was born in North Carolina, so it was kind of silly. Anyways, Walter Raleigh came back to England, and in the meantime, the Spanish Armada was going to attack England and, like, destroy England, and he helped Queen Elizabeth I run the navy, and they defeated the Spanish, so by the time he got back to Roanoke, nothing was left except a sign that said Croatan, which was the name of the tribe that lived closest by, and they were peaceful when Walter Raleigh was last there. So they suspect that, like, they assimilated into it.
But why wouldn't they have seen them? Or, like, any evidence of that? Like, why was there no evidence?
UFOs, obviously.
It's gotta be crop circles. Just as I suspected.
Crop circles. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I remember reading about this a long time ago. The Wasp colony.
I love, like, creepy stuff like that.
Yeah.
Are we playing?
Yep.
Until she gets you on your own, so she can make you make mistakes. Then you can offer to take her home. And it's not like I don't miss it, none. But the quicker I drink more in it, the quicker I lose track of you. But I know you wouldn't want that.
So welcome back to my name is Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
Yeah, so that's a memory from my childhood from Fairly Odd Parents, and Chris like said it the other day and just unlocked something in me. Like, it was shocking that I remember.
We're having a laugh attack. It was like the Dimmsdale Dimmadome, Dimmadome.
That's like how the character talked. It was so.
It's like an he's like an auctioneer, but also Jerry Jones.
It was so funny. Anyway, also another pivotal moment just happened, and that moment was Daniela liked a song that I played. So
that actually
is a big moment.
So to celebrate,
it's not like it's rare.
It's like rare,
but it's not often.
It happens probably once every 40 songs.
Maybe 35.
Yeah, probably closer to 35.
I'd say I like every one of like your 27 and a half songs.
Yeah. So
because there are some where I have a mediocre like. It's like a mediocre.
It's a toleration.
Like, yeah.
It's a lukewarm.
I tolerate most of the Ben songs. He just plays the same song every single time in a row. It's like all like they're overall pretty generic.
All right, so we're gonna play one last song and then we'll hit it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Have a good night.
Yeah. And this is Miami Blizzard Quake. Hopefully, all three of us will see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.